Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
Welcome to the first episode of the N4G Podcast for 2011, where we are counting down only 1 year, 11 months, and 3 weeks until Armageddon, which is which is the only thing that will ever stop this show from
which
hitting.
Which was a pretty good movie.
Armageddon?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember that movie. Isn't that Billy Bob Thornton and Aerosmith?
Yep. That's all I remember about it.
Yeah.
I don't want to close my eyes. I don't want to fall asleep because I'd miss you.
But with us this week, we have Gambus. I'm only 13 days away from being married, Con.
Greetings, programs.
We have the Wombat Round Wombat.
How's it going?
And we have the Frustrated Fury, Drew Leachman.
Hey, everybody.
Or as I should call you, Kali Ma.
Yeah, go right ahead.
You need to send that picture again so Wombat can see you as Kali Ma.
Okay, give me a second here.
That's great. we were going to do our game of the year this week, but we're missing our lovely friend from across the pond, and I know Mr. Borsick and Mr. Killer Wolverine would like to be on for that show, so we will wait another week. And I know my list isn't finalized. I don't know about you guys, but it's hard. It's hard narrowing it down.
Yeah.
So
it's especially hard when you've only played like 4 games.
Well, that's true.
On the year.
Yours should be easy.
Yeah.
But we'll start off with some holiday fondling. Mr. Khan, I know you've been busy, but you've been playing anything over the long holiday?
Well,
holiday road.
Holiday road. Let me see here. I actually got my fiance in on a little bit of gaming.
Oh, yeah?
We played some Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
Ooh, heck yeah.
Did you take her for a ride?
Yep. I sure did.
Did you win or did you let her win?
Or
did you just lose because she's better than you?
I'm not going to answer that.
Oh.
I'm not going to answer that. She might be listening. So, yep, I don't know. It was fun though. It was good times. I really enjoyed it. I think Marvel vs. Capcom 2, I'd say, is in terms of Capcom fighters, is definitely one of the more approachable games for, you know, just having fun, you know, with, you know, having a casual, you know, gaming session with someone who's not really, you know, familiar with gaming. Me and her were going to play some Street Fighter 4, but she wanted to watch some more Lost instead.
Can you believe that it's only 1 month and 13 days until Marvel vs. Capcom 3?
Mm. Oh, I can't wait.
Did you vote?
Did I vote?
Capcom is taking votes for DLC characters.
Is Phoenix Wright on there?
Well, you get to put in your own.
Oh, I get to put in my own. I'm going to put in Phoenix Wright.
There you go.
Yep. Objection. That would be an awesome super. But yeah. Marvel vs. Capcom 2 was really fun with the fiance.
Why is it? Why are you echoing? Who's echoing?
I'm not.
I am.
You son of a bitch.
Yep.
Yep. Won't be the first time this show's got some broke ass sound issues.
Oh yeah. We're low budget. I can't help it.
Low budget.
We're no budget.
There you go.
We're independent. Well, actually, no, we're not. Well, anyway, another few games I've been playing. Wouldn't you guess it? The iPhone. Been playing some iPhone games.
iPhone. So last year I play iPad.
You would say that. Well, I would too if I had an iPad. Oh, I want one so bad. I probably won't get one for like 4 years now.
I'll let you touch mine.
Okay.
That's
sweet. Let me see here. I picked up Dungeon Hunter again. I know I've had this game for a while. I own the full version. It's a really good Diablo game.
You know, and they actually had an update for that for the iPad for HD.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And I bet it looks awesome.
I didn't download it yet. I'll have to let you know.
Actually, since you have not downloaded it, you should just go straight for the sequel. Because Dungeon Hunter 2 is multiplayer.
Yeah, but I'm not going to play multiplayer games on my iPad. I'm sorry. It's hard enough for me to just play the games because I suck at them.
Well, this is cooperative.
Oh, well, I don't know anybody else that has it.
Yeah. Thing is, what would be pretty interesting would be if you were able to, I don't know if you could do this, like one player would be on the iPhone and the other player would be on an iPad, like in the same game. I think that'd be really cool. I don't know if it works that way or not, but I do know it's optimized for the 3GS, the iPhone 4, and the iPad, the sequel. So, that'd be pretty cool. Thing is, one of the things, I mean, I mentioned before, but one of the coolest aspects of Dungeon Hunter, the original game, is the really cool story. I mean, I described it probably about 40 episodes ago, but it basically, you're this prince dude, and you get married to this princess. She ends up dying of an illness, and then he uses the black arts to resurrect her, which, you know, never turns out good.
Watch Full Metal Alchemist.
Yeah, exactly. That was a good show.
That was a fantastic show.
Yeah. But yeah, the princess, she basically comes back to life as like an evil tyrant, and then she kills you. Stabs with a dagger. And then you wake up in this tomb because you're awoken by a fairy. And
oh no.
And the prince is like, I'm seeing a fairy. Aren't you only
I don't approve of your lifestyle, son.
Yeah. He's like, aren't you supposed to be dead to see fairies? And the fairy just doesn't say anything. So he's like, oh, crap. I'm dead. So basically, the purpose of the game is to make your way to your beloved evil tyrant undead woman. And I guess, you know.
Smack your bitch up.
Kill her again.
Pretty much. I want to see how it turns out, though. That's part of my main motivation for playing this game is to see how it turns out, because I just want to know, is it just, oh, I kill you, or does she like actually turn into like, is there like, oh, please forgive me, I've been so evil, you know? I don't know. I'm a hopeless romantic, you know what I'm saying? I like to see if the evil undead queen falls in love and turns good again. So, sorry about that. But I've been playing that, and I introduced my fiance to an iPhone game that's really cool called Cut the Rope. Have you heard of it?
Is that the sequel to Cut the Cheese?
Cut the Rope is awesome.
It is awesome. It's physics-based. Basically, there's this little green monster, and you're supposed to feed him candy. And the candy is attached to these ropes. And what you do is you cut the rope by moving your finger over the rope. And it's simple at first. But then all these things start happening, like multiple ropes where you have to cut certain ropes, you know, in certain orders. And it's all physics-based, like the best casual games are physics-based. And cut ropes, you have to figure out, you know, what order to cut them at, the timing to cut them. And then they start throwing in all kinds of crazy stuff at you, like spiked platforms that automatically, you know, destroy the candy, and machines that like blow air so that manipulate the physics of the candy. It's a really good game. I highly recommend it.
Hey, cut the rope.
Yeah, cut the rope. Jeez.
Cut the cord, bitch.
Yep. And, I got a couple other ones too. There's a game called Gravity Guy.
Which sounds like a Mega Man boss.
Dude, this game is so inspired by Mega Man because the main character kind of looks like Mega Man.
So he looks awesome.
Yeah, he does. He looks like a combination of Mega Man and Proto Man. Because he's kind of got like Proto Man's helmet with like a visor in front of his eyes. And it looks like he's got like kind of like a scarf behind his around his neck too, kind of like Proto Man. So he looks like a combination of the two. It's really cool. It's kind of futuristic looking. It's got like this thumping techno music while you're playing it. And basically the premise of the game is you're running, you're continuously running. You have no control over the running itself. So you're always running. However, when you tap the screen, it reverses gravity. So when you tap the screen, he falls upward. And there's like ceilings and roofs that you can like jump onto by reversing gravity. And at the same time you're doing that, the enemies are chasing you from behind. And he doesn't really have any combat capabilities. All he does is run. If the enemy catches up with you, the enemy kills you. So what you have to do is you have to basically use the reversal gravity as essentially a jump button in itself. And it is really freaking cool.
It looks interesting. I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah.
Gravity Man.
It looks kind of like Beautiful Joe.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Yeah, Gravity Guy.
Gravity Guy.
Gravity Guy. And then, I'll talk about two more things. I downloaded Ghosts and Goblins for iPhone.
Say what?
Yeah, there's a version of Ghosts and Goblins. It's its own version. It's not really a port of any particular version of Ghosts and Goblins or Ghouls and Ghosts or whatever. It's its own incarnation. It's good, kinda. I like how you don't lose your armor after one hit, you know, like in all the other Ghosts and Goblin games. You actually have to take like three hits before you lose your armor, and then the fourth hit kills you. So it's a little bit more balanced, you know. The developers of the game, you know, considered what the player will be playing the game on, so they made it to where you had to get hit four times to get killed instead of twice, which is nice. However, the major flaw of this game is that the D-pad, the virtual D-pad, is so deep into the screen of the iPhone that you basically obstruct probably about a good quarter of the whole screen. And this is a problem because the zombies approach you from both sides. And a lot of times there'll be a zombie right underneath my thumb and you won't even know it because the virtual D-pad is so deep into the screen. It's literally like a good couple centimeters before the D-pad even starts. I don't know why they decided to do that. It made no sense at all. I mean, if the D-pad was like right on the corner of the screen, like most of the games on the iTunes Music or iTunes App Store, if they would have done that, the game could have been amazing, actually, because it played really well. You didn't have to rapidly tap on the screen to throw the lances. The character would automatically throw them at a rapid fire rate by just, you know, holding down the button or the virtual button. So the game had some forward thinking in it. However, the D-pad fudged it all up.
That damn D-pad.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding.
D-pad is a D-bag.
Exactly. It is the element that pretty much ruined this game, in my opinion, and the game looked fantastic.
What I mean, it's better on the iPad. Is it made for the iPad? Did they make the HD version?
I don't know if there is an HD version. There might be. I know that there's a lot of versions where you can like blow it up, which isn't HD, but.
Well, yeah, if you buy an iPhone app on the iPad, you can just increase the screen size, but sometimes they'll remake the game for the iPad so that it's actually in HD, and the controls are a little more spread out.
And that would be fantastic if they had that for Ghosts and Goblins. And pretty much the last thing that I played on my iPhone is basically a recommendation by Killer Wolverine.
Say what?
From a couple episodes ago, I downloaded the free Inception app. It's not really a game, though, but it's really cool. Have any of you messed with it?
Dude, it's on my iPad.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, it's on my iPad, and I've never touched it.
I have an Android.
It's freaking crazy, man, because you're supposed to play it with headphones or earbuds, and when you start it, you know, it's like you're entering a dream state, and you're supposed to, like, lay down, and it plays music from the movie. But what it also does is it picks up every sound that's happening around you. Like, if someone coughs on the other side of the room, it'll pick that up, and you start hearing the coughing, and it'll repeat the cough, and then it'll also start messing with the pitch of the sound and everything, and it's really trippy. It's like, if you're in an area where there's, like, lots of noises and sounds going on, and then you're playing this app, it will mess with you, man. It is crazy. It's pretty cool, though. It is really cool. And it's free, so. And, you know, it's music from the movie Inception, which has, you know, fantastic soundtrack. If you're into the movie musics. But yeah, that's pretty much all I've been playing for the past couple weeks, essentially.
Lots of mobile games, yo.
Yes.
And what are you going to play for 2011? How are you going to start 2011?
I think I'm going to put in some Super Street Fighter 4.
Thank you.
Yeah. You going to bring it?
I'm going to bring my game.
You bring it, son.
Yep.
All right, so we'll move on to Frustrated Fury, who I know is not playing mobile games because you have Android.
You know what? Androids have mobile games, too. I play a lot of Angry Birds.
That's the only game I have on my Android.
I just have a decent amount, but, you know. We're not as cool as the iPhone people yet, but we're getting there. I love my Android, though. It's just so open. But that's neither here nor there. Well, let's see. I finished up Dragon Age. I beat the game.
Nice.
I beat it December 31st. I beat it with a few hours left on the clock, so I finished it in 2010, which makes my total of 40 games finished in 2010. So, I'm kind of proud of myself. But, Dragon Age. It was awesome. Like, it finally clicked for me whenever I went to the Lands Meet, because there's so many choices that you have to make there. And I had to reload the Lands Meet part like 3 times because I kept making these dumb mistakes. And I didn't want to live with myself. the only thing I have, like, I started up Awakenings. And they, like, you know, the ending that I got, they just completely
ignored it.
Ignored it.
That's why I didn't play Awakenings, because the ending that I got, I knew it was completely ignored in Awakenings, so I didn't even bother.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't want to spoil it for anybody, because I know there's still people out there playing it that listen to the show, so. But, yeah, they just completely ignore it. And from the way I understand it, the Witch Hunt DLC, they completely ignore pretty much every single choice that I made with Morgan as well.
Yes. So.
But, yeah, finished up Dragon Age. Great game. Loved it. I really did. Can't wait for Dragon Age 2, and I still want to go through and all the DLC and stuff, too.
You know, what's funny is you only have to wait 3 months.
I know.
We've all had to wait forever.
Yeah.
You got to wait 3 months.
Yeah, kind of awesome.
Kind of like the people that are going to play Mass Effect 2 on the PS3.
Yeah, I know. Like, come on.
What?
Bastards.
What, I'm going to play it on the PS3.
Yeah, they're only going to have to wait, like, 9 months to play the third one, where we'll have had to wait almost 2 years.
Yeah.
Are you sure that have they made a release date for that this year?
Yeah, Mass Effect 3 in 2011.
Okay. That's 3 games they're releasing this year. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, but, you know, one of them was redone, so.
Yeah, and they're huge now, though.
I mean, wait, you redone. You talking about Dragon Age 2, Old Republic, and Mass Effect 3?
No. Old Republic's been in development for like 400 years, though.
Still. I mean,
they started development on that a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
I see what you did there.
Oh, yeah.
But,
let's see here. Played a lot of Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep, finished up the first character's story, and I'm about halfway through the second character's story. I love that game. I can officially say that game is pretty awesome, and if you like RPGs, particularly action RPGs, and you have a PSP, you should definitely pick this game up. Like, it's really fantastic. It's huge. I didn't think it was going to be that big. Like, each character's story will probably take you around 8 to 9 hours, and there's 3 of them. Oh. So, it's really nice. I really do enjoy Kingdom Hearts. Played a Steam sale, went crazy. I own so many games now, it's not even funny. And I've only played 2 of them that I bought. Well, 3 of them. One of them is Puzzle Quest 1 and 2. Played a lot of Puzzle Quest 1, then I started up Puzzle Quest 2. And the other game is Plants vs. Zombies. I'd never played Plants vs. Zombies, and I started it up. That game is awesome.
Well, John would be proud of you.
Yeah. It is awesome.
It's so addicting, and it's just like any other PopCat game, where you just, you know, I got to do just one more level, and then, you know, it's like 2 hours later. I also played Grublins on Ice, which is the DLC for Costume Quest. It's basically just more Costume Quest. I mean, which is not a bad thing. You know, it's a new area. You go trick-or-treating at other people's houses, and, you know, you do other quests and play hide-and-go-seek and then bob for apples, but instead of apples, it's eyeballs this time. And it's really good. You know, I mean, it's totally worth the money for it. So, if you like Costume Quest, obviously. But I've already beat a game in 2011.
Ooh.
Yeah, I beat it yesterday. I beat it in one freaking sitting. And that means something. And that game is Enslaved. I freaking love that game. Enslaved was amazing.
Yes, it was.
It's so simplistic in as far as controls and doing, you know, combat and everything like that. It's not very difficult, but the game is amazing. Like, seriously, it's a reimagining of the Monkey King. There's a lot of parallels to it, and I kept paralleling it to Dragon Ball because it's just like Dragon Ball. And I love that game. Like, I mean, the facial animations are amazing. The set pieces are amazing. Everything about it is great. The only thing was, it was just a little too short. I mean, I beat it in probably 6 hours.
Yeah, it's not a long game.
No, but it's an amazing ride for those 6 hours. And I just sat down. I mean, I've been sick the past few days. I just decided I was going to sit down and, because I finished up Dragon Age, I was like, well, I don't want to play more Dragon Age, so I got Enslaved sitting here, started playing it, and just fell in love with it. And that means something. Like, I'm going to have to, like, once again, I'm going to have to change my games of the year for 2010. That's got to go on there. But I think the biggest game that for me at least, that I played the past couple weeks was it took me away, and you know, I didn't really mind because he promised me that I'd be back in time. That's right, I played Back to the Future.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, I love Huey Lewis, and he's in the game. Well, not him, but the song is. But yeah, I played the first episode of the Back to the Future game by Telltale Games. I liked it. I think. As far as a point-and-click adventure game goes, I think it may be the only one that I can kind of get into because I like Back to the Future. I'm not a fan of point-and-click adventure games, but I think that Telltale Games realized that a lot of people who are going to pick up this game are not going to be, you know, adventure game fans. So they made the puzzles really simplistic, and they made them, you know, like everything was pretty simple. They have a huge hint system where if there's four tiers, you get a hint and it tells you, well, maybe you should go do this or maybe you should think about this. And then you get to the fourth tier and it basically just says, okay, you idiot, do this and you will pass the puzzle. So, you know, you're always progressing. Only took me about 3 hours to finish, but it was great. It's got fantastic presentation. Amazing voice actors. I mean, they got Christopher Lloyd, and they got a guy who sounds exactly like Michael J. Fox.
Why wasn't he in the game? Was he, like, too big for this?
I don't know. I really don't know. I know that they talked to him, and he said that he'd allow him to use his likeness, but I don't know if he just didn't want to do the voice acting or whatever, but the guy they got sounds just like Marty McFly. But it's great. I don't even think the ESRB rated this game because I tried to find a rating for it because they say shit in it a couple of times. You know, because they have the classic line where, you know, when this baby hits 88 miles an hour, you're going to see some serious shit. And I went nuts when I heard that. I was like, yes, that's awesome. But yeah, the story is, you know, it's 6 months. And really cool thing is the guys who created, like, the writers for Back to the Future, the movies, they say that this is actually part of the canon. So this is basically Back to the Future Part 4. 6 months after the third movie, Marty's in 1986, and Doc is off wherever with his wife and kids in the flying train or whatever.
You know how ridiculous that sounds now.
Well, watch the movies.
I know. I just watched them on Blu-ray.
Yeah. But, yeah, 6 months later, they're back in Hill Valley. Doc, he's been gone for 6 months, so the bank has repossessed everything, his house, everything, and they're selling it off. Marty doesn't agree with it. He goes over to the auction, and he finds the old notebook that had all the information on the flux capacitor and everything. He takes it, and then the DeLorean shows up out of nowhere and has Einstein in it and a note saying that Doc's stuck in 1931, and he needs Marty's help. So Marty goes back to 1931. Doc is in prison for burning down a speakeasy that just happens to be run by Biff Tannen's dad, who is a gangster. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, yeah, it's ridiculous, but I mean, it's Back to the Future. I mean, it's Back to the Future is kind of ridiculous. They explain how there's another DeLorean, because if anybody remembers the movies, the DeLorean got hit by a friggin' train and was destroyed. But I won't spoil anything. I mean, it's only 3 hours. I do suggest everybody that's a fan of Back to the Future play it, because there's so much nostalgia and they have so much fan service in it. But yeah, it's great. I mean, I wrote a review. It should be up sometime this coming week, I guess.
Yes.
And yeah, I'm looking forward to the next few episodes. There's 5 episodes in all. And the next episode, I believe, is in February. And they leave on cliffhangers, so that's always good.
Does it say to be continued?
It does.
That is awesome.
And the last game that I played, I'm playing for review, is Preeny 2, Dawn of Operation Panties Dude. This game, seriously, if you think Demon's Souls is hard, you haven't played Preeny 2.
Yeah, the first Preeny was really, really hard.
That's why don't they give you like 1,000 lives?
Yeah, you have 1,000 lives and 8 hours to beat the game.
Right. And that's not enough.
Oh. And like I think I'm maybe halfway through the game and I got 400 Preenies left. So, and then, I mean, here's the thing, like, I played it at work, and, like, I'm sitting in this security truck playing Preeny, and there's, like, so many times where I just wanted to take my PSP and spike it on the concrete, because that game, like, there was so many times where I was like, fuck this game, I'm just so mad at it, and, like, you know, I mean, it's hard to explain, that's going to be a hard review to write, because, yeah, it's awesome, and fun, but holy crap, it will just infuriate you to no ends. Like, I don't know. Like, I was stuck on a boss. I wasted 200 lives on a boss the other day.
Jeez.
200 lives on one boss.
Now you know how Trials feels.
Yeah, but you're not being timed on this crap, and you're not losing lives that you can't get back.
Well, actually, you are, but you can just restart the level.
Yeah. But yeah, Preeny 2. I'm going to be writing my review soon. I'm going to try and progress a little bit more, but yeah, progressions, it's impossible to do in that game. But it has a really good sense of humor. You know, I guess you can tell by the title.
Oh, apparently. Yeah. Good old Nippon Ichi.
Yeah, I mean, all right. Story is, you play as this little penguin guy. I don't know Disgaea. I know this is based on Disgaea. You play as a little penguin guy, and he is tasked by getting panties back that were stolen from a demon woman.
That's Disgaea.
Yep.
Yeah. So there you go. But yeah, Preeny 2. That's it. I think, yeah, that's all. I had a list here, and I completed that list. So yeah, I've already finished one game for 2011.
Are you bringing it?
I'm bringing it.
I did 48. in 2000.
You did 48.
48.
Okay.
And I've already all done. Right. I've already done two in 2011.
Okay. Dude, I'm looking at a stack of games here that I need to finish. I need to finish the Wheel Man. All right, I have enough Vin Diesel in my life. I don't want any more, but I'm going to finish this game.
So, I'm going to be honest with you. If you finish the Wheel Man, I'm never talking to you again.
I got it for like $10.
You know what? That game is not that bad.
It's not that bad, really. I mean,
dude, it's a Vin Diesel game.
Yeah, I know Vin Diesel sucks, but the game's not that bad.
The only good Vin Diesel game ever was
Riddick.
Riddick.
There's only two Vin Diesel games, Riddick and this.
Well, there's two Riddick games.
Right.
So that's three.
That's a cop out. But anyway. But yeah. We're arguing about Vin Diesel games.
I know Vin Diesel hasn't been relevant since like 2005. Just let it go.
Yeah. The bad thing, well, no, we got Fast Five coming out this year.
Yeah, like I said, not relevant.
But I mean, see, the bad thing is my list of games includes a bunch of epic RPGs that I need to finish, and that's going to take forever, which brings me to my future funneling. I'm going to try to finish Final Fantasy 13. I'm about halfway through it, and I have determined to finish it. I want to try to finish it before Dragon Age 2 comes out, at least.
Hey, at least you don't have Blue Dragon on your list still, like I do.
This is the beginning.
Hey, at least you're not still working on Assassin's Creed 2.
Dude. Dude, I still have to finish Assassin's Creed 2.
See?
No. I still need to finish Assassin's Creed.
Dude, Blue Dragon I've had since, like, 2007, and I'm 20-some hours into it, and I still haven't finished it. I'm terrible.
I can't believe you're actually playing that game.
45 hours long, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like about 40 hours long. No, I love Blue Dragon.
Wait a minute, you like Blue Dragon, but you don't like a Final Fantasy?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love Blue Dragon.
I mean, Blue Dragon's more like Dragon Quest than Final Fantasy.
Yeah, I don't know.
What do you mean?
I couldn't
get
into
Lost Odyssey?
I dug it for a little bit, but it started getting too Final Fantasy for me.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
You just don't like it when it takes itself too seriously, do you?
I don't think I do. I think I just like the old school kind of stupid spiky haired little dudes. I don't know what it is about Blue Dragon. I love that game. I just never finished it.
It's the Dragon Ball Z art style.
Well, I know it's that, which I can't understand because I hate Dragon Ball Z. It makes no sense why I like the game. I just do.
Okay. Well, hey, you know what? Hey, more power to you. I like Blue Dragon as well.
Did you like Dragon Quest, Ken?
You know, I never played it since the NES days.
Really?
Well,
Dragon Quest VIII was really good.
Yeah,
if I had a DS, I probably would have played Dragon Quest IX just to make Ambus Khan happy.
I
but
was hoping we'd get through a show without having to hear that.
but I like Dragon Quest VIII a lot.
Oh, crap, I forgot to mention I played Supermarket Mania on the DS.
Yeah, your review's up.
Yeah. There you go. Read my review.
You know, that was
you
free.
You stock groceries.
It was free on the iPad. I downloaded it. I haven't played it yet.
It was free on the iPad.
Yeah.
Wow, it's $5 on the DSiWare store.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
What's the name of the game?
Supermarket Mania.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
It's like Cake Mania and, you know.
That doesn't sound
Diner
any better.
Like Diner Dash and stuff like that.
I played Diner Dash. It's like, they also made that hospital game. Oh, I can't remember what it was called for the DS
hospital
that I played.
Mania.
That wasn't called Hospital Mania. They should make a game for that movie Outbreak and make it like one of those. Everybody comes in infected with Motaba.
Yeah, there we go. So.
Alright. So, Wombat, we'll move on to you.
Alright, well, I actually have more stuff to talk about than I usually do, which is nice. I played, thanks to one of the hosts of the Red Sun Gamer podcast and a good friend of the show, DJ Miz. I played the DC Online beta.
You're welcome.
I'm actually in the European one.
Oh, you got into oh, okay. Because he sent me a message asking me if I wanted a code, and I told him you needed one.
Yeah, he may have. He may have. That may be the one he sent me.
Okay.
So thank you very much to DJ Miz for that. But it is a European beta, so I won't be able to play with any of you guys in the American beta.
Well, it's almost over anyway.
Right. I mean, it's fun. It's a lot of fun. It's a little disappointing to me, coming from someone who played a lot of City of Heroes and who also was in the beta for Champions Online. I can't help but be a little disappointed in the customization of DC Universe. There's just really not a lot of options. At least not as many options as some of the other superhero games, superhero MMOs have, as far as powers and as far as costume choices and stuff like that. And the only other thing I'll say about it is that the only other negative thing I'll say about it is that because each of it's set up more like an action game than an RPG, which is great for a lot of people. The only problem with it is because each character, regardless of your power set, has a ranged power and a close-up power, they all kind of play the same, especially at the lower levels. They all kind of, the combat all kind of plays out the same, regardless of what your power choices are or your combat method is. But other than that, I mean, it's a blast to play. The missions are really good. The opening trailer is fantastic. So it's definitely good. I don't know if I'll buy it or not. I'm still trying to make up my mind over the last couple days of the beta here. Let's see what else. Other than that, pretty much everything else I played was on the iPhone, like Gambus. I took advantage of a lot of games being on sale for 99 cents here lately, and I bought Xenonia for 99 cents.
Sweet.
Which, for those people who don't know, it's kind of like a Legend of Zelda: Link to the Past style RPG on the iPhone. Really good, really really good. If you don't, if you haven't played it, like I said, it's only 99 cents. And if you liked Link to the Past, it's definitely in that vein. I also bought Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3 for 99 cents, which is, I mean, the controls are decent. It's about what I expected for Mortal Kombat on the iPhone, pretty much. It's definitely fun, but it's just kind of, I don't know, it's kind of, I don't know, the controls just don't really flow all that well. You have that, don't you, Ken?
Yes, I do.
What'd you think of it?
It's okay. Sometimes the joystick acts funny, and I certainly could not switch to the six-button layout, because there's no way in hell I would remember where all those buttons are.
Right, no doubt. So, and then I bought Madden for the iPhone, because it was 99 cents, and it's a lot of fun. I don't like Madden as a general rule, but I enjoy the one on the iPhone. And then I bought Tiger Woods, which is fantastic on the iPhone. And I bought Need for Speed Hot Pursuit, which is also pretty fun on the iPhone.
Yeah, I got all those games except Tiger Woods on the iPad. They actually had the HD versions on sale for 99 cents.
Nice. They're all very, very good. I definitely wasn't disappointed in my purchase with any of them. That's it. That's all I played.
And 2011, how are you starting that out?
good question. Probably playing the same old crap that I've been playing. No, I'm going to send the Hot Pursuit back to Gamefly, and I'm going to get something from them, maybe Castlevania or something.
Oh. Heck yeah, Castlevania.
Start out the new year way behind, like I started out 2010.
Hey, you're still trying to finish Assassin's Creed 2. That's 2009.
That's right. So
I'm still trying to finish The Wheel Man. That's 2007.
That's it for me.
All right. Well, I played a lot.
Yeah, I know. You're online like all the time.
Well, I'll start on my PS3 because I played two demos, mm-hmm. Which I'm surprised nobody else talked about. I played Little Big Planet 2.
Don't care.
And yeah, I know I get a lot of hate mail for this, but I felt the expansion pack. And I know that the tools are more in depth. You can make a lot of different types of games and stuff, but I just don't see how this couldn't have been. You know, because that was the whole thing with Little Big Planet, and it's kind of what upsets me about that and what upsets me about Rock Band. We should never have a platform game with a number after it. But that's just my opinion. You know, Guitar Hero did it, Rock Band did it, Little Big Planet's doing it. I guess we can't get away with it. It's going to happen.
Street Fighter's been doing it for years, dude.
Yeah, I know, but Street Fighter was never claimed to be a platform.
That's true.
So, you know, and I was one of those people that was stupid and bought 14 versions of Street Fighter on my Super Nintendo and my Genesis.
You had to.
Yeah, and I'll have to do it again, which, you know, a lot of people complain because Marvel Capcom 3 is getting DLC characters. You know, F that. I would rather have DLC characters.
Hell yeah.
I mean, come on. If you're serious about the game and people are like, it's going to break the game. No, if you're serious about playing the game, you're going to buy them anyway. So shut up.
Exactly.
So, you know, and I think that Little Big Planet could have been done with either an expansion pack like Shivering Isles for Oblivion.
Yeah.
Or, you know, Awakenings for Dragon Age. It could have been done like that, but instead we're getting a whole new title, so I guess the first game is obsolete now. Wonderful.
I was a fan of the first game, just to be honest with you.
Oh, I was too. I thought it was very innovative, very cool. I had a lot of fun with it. Great platforming. Really cool level editor. I'll play the second one. I know I'll like it. It's going to be a good game. I guess I'm just frustrated with the choice. And the other demo I played was Mass Effect 2 on the PS3, which everybody is saying is running on the Mass Effect 3 engine. And I have to say that's very nice. Like, visually?
I don't know. In certain spots, it looks a hell of a lot better, but then the facial stuff still looks kind of wonky to me.
Yeah, the facial stuff. And you know what I couldn't figure out? The cutscenes look like crap.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. I mean, I understand...
Maybe it's just the demo? I don't know.
I hope so, because I understand on the 360 that, you know, the disk space is going to be limited, so the cutscenes are going to be, you know, lower res. But I swear I thought the 360 ones looked better than the PS3 ones. And I can't figure out why, because, I mean, they're going to have a Blu-ray. They're going to have plenty of space to put high-res cutscenes. I don't know. The game looks so much better than the cutscenes.
Yeah.
So, that was kind of disappointing. And just because I can't take it, I had to play some Mortal Kombat 2 on my PS3. Because I'm dying for the new Mortal Kombat. And that probably explains why I bought the iPad version of UMK3, and I even played some DC versus MK.
Yeah, I saw you playing that. I was like, what the hell is wrong?
I actually finished all the characters on the DC side, their stories, and I'll finish all the MK characters, and that will be another notch on my belt in 2011 of games finished.
Go.
But I finished a lot of games. This is how I finished up with 48. I finished Hydrophobia because they patched it, and they fixed a lot of problems with the game, and it actually is a little better now. So, I did finish that. That was enjoyable. I went to finish Lost Planet 2, because basically what happened over the holiday was I ran out of games to play. So I had to dig into my backlog. So, I know Lost Planet 2 had gotten a patch to make it easier in single player. So, I decided to go back and try to finish that. And I made it to one level where there were two objectives you had to do at the same time, and my AI partner was just stupid, and he didn't do it. So, I got frustrated and turned that off. I'm also playing for a review a few XBLA games. The first one, my review will be up this week, which is Rascals. It's kind of like a mixture of a puzzle game and a platformer. If you could imagine Mr. Driller as a 2D side-scroller, that would kind of give you an idea of what Rascals is like. you have a little gun or a little wand or something that you zap the blocks, and the blocks will fall and break more blocks. And the objective is that you want to get from one end of the level to the other, either in a timed manner, without running out of blasts, using a certain number of blasts, or racing against another person or an AI opponent. And it's fun. It does have some neat little things to it, but it also gets very, very monotonous. The multiplayer is much better than the single player, because the single player, the AI starts to cheat after a while, and you'll get frustrated having to do the same race over and over and over again, which is really kind of frustrating. It's very funny, though. Like, the tongue-in-cheek humor is very, very funny. The other game I played was called Microbot. This is the latest XBLA game from EA. And basically what it is it's... If you've ever seen the movie Innerspace...
I have.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. You're in a little ship that gets injected inside of a body, and you have to fight off infection. Now, it sounds a lot cooler than it is.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Because, you know, the idea of going inside a body, like, I don't know if anybody remembers a game for the Sega CD called Microcosm, but it was kind of the same idea, where you get injected in, you're this little tiny ship that has to destroy infection, but this plays more like a twin-stick shooter that's very slow until you start upgrading your ship. So it's kind of eh. I wasn't really super impressed with it. I mean, it's alright. It's kind of neat, like when you get injected into a level, you see your little ship go through the syringe and everything. So there's some neat aspects to it, but it still just boils down to just being a twin-stick shooter. One of the games that I finished for the year in 2010 was I went back and finished The Prince of Persia, The Forgotten Sands. Absolutely phenomenal game. Just really, really fun. Really taking you back to the original Prince of Persia. Lots of platforming. Although towards the end of the game, they really started just kind of reaching for a lot of stuff. You can literally have to do like 15 different things to make one jump. And it gets pretty crazy. Like, you must freeze the water, fly through the water, unfreeze the water, jump on the bird, climb up the side of the wall, and then grab the ledge. So it gets pretty ridiculous towards the end, but it's really, really good. The story ended up being pretty cool. So it's, if you like Prince of Persia, I saw it was on sale at Best Buy for $10. That's a steal. You should go buy it.
Mm.
Awesome, awesome game. I played another XBLA game I need to review, which is Dead Rising 2, Case West. I know if you're a big fan of the first one, it's exciting to think that you get to play as Frank West. But you can only you can only play as him if you join somebody's game in co-op. Then you get to play as him. But other than that, it's Dead Rising 2. You know, it's fun. Yeah, it doesn't carry over your stats, and you can't carry your stats back over. You start off at level 40, so I mean, you're pretty
beefed. You're a badass.
Yeah, you're pretty beefed up in the game, which is good because there's lots and lots of zombies, and there's lots and lots of the crew with the machine guns and the zombie handlers, which have cow prods. There's lots of new weapons you can create. It's good. I mean, it feels more action-y to me than the other games, and the time seems to be really lenient. Like, I seem to have a lot of time to do my missions, so...
Well, maybe they listened to the fans.
I hope so. I did have fun with it. But it's Dead Rising. It is what it is. And it's also twice as much as Case Zero was.
Great.
It sells for 800 points.
Well, I'm wondering, like, can Frank make weapons?
No, you have to make weapons and give them to him.
Okay.
Unless you join.
But Frank can take pictures, right?
Yeah, Frank can take pictures. So if you join in co-op, you can... I think you actually can use his camera eventually, too.
Okay.
I haven't quite got that far.
Well, I mean, does this take place after Dead Rising 2?
Yes, it takes place a little bit after Dead Rising 2, and you're in the facility of the... What are they called? The Protheans or something like that? Or the... I can't think of what that... they're called. But you're in their facility outside of Vegas.
The pharmaceutical company?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're in their facility and you're trying to... Chuck's obviously trying to clear his name still, and Frank is trying to find some hidden info on them so that he can expose them for his story.
Now, what about the Zombrex stuff? Do you still have to pick up Zombrex and crap?
Actually, Frank is injecting himself with it. I haven't had to...
Yeah. Good. They actually continued the story. Yeah. I was worried about that.
Yeah, he's still injecting himself with it. As far as you, I haven't had to pick up any. So, but I've only played it for like an hour and a half, so. The other thing I finished was Undead Nightmare on Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah.
And that thing is freaking awesome.
I told you.
That is the best DLC I have ever played.
You eat babies.
Oh. You eat babies, man. You know, I didn't realize this, but after I finished Undead Nightmare, I decided to go back and play Red Dead Redemption to try to finish up some of the stuff I didn't finish in the single player. And you know, without playing, and okay, is Wombat on the line? Well, he beat it already, though, didn't he?
Yeah, he beat it.
Okay. I don't like playing as Jack.
I don't either.
I would be more apt to go back and play the single player and like do all my side missions and stuff if I could play as John.
Yeah, John, he just has that sense of, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, his dialogue is so awesome. Like, and obviously you beat Undead Nightmare. I haven't played as, you know,
Zombie
John.
Yeah.
So does he talk?
No.
Damn.
He just.
Okay, see, then I'm not going to care either because I just love his dialogue.
Yeah.
So, it's...
When you first run into, like, a zombie horse, he's like, what in the hell is this?
There's some crazy shit going on around here. No, I love John, and it sucks that after you beat both of these games, you can't play as him anymore.
Yeah.
I'm so mad. Oh, but no, that was phenomenal DLC. I tried to play Sacred 2 Fallen Angel because I picked it up for like $20 and I got about 45 minutes into it and I just got bored. So
that was $20 well spent.
Yeah, I'll probably try to, I'll try to give it another go at some point, but I just don't know. As I mentioned, I played Mortal Kombat versus DCU, had some fun there, played some Rock Band 3. As you can tell, I was getting really bored. I played Far Cry 2. And
holy crap, why'd you do that?
I was looking for games that I hadn't finished, and I played this for like 20 minutes, and I'm like, I know why I didn't finish it.
Oh god, I finished that game somehow.
I don't know how you continued that game.
Determination, man. Like, I was just like, me and my roommate were sitting down saying, what the fuck? Let's just, like, stop and finish this fucking game.
There's no way. There's no way I can finish that game. I played it. And I got out, and I was in the middle of this mission that was, like, forever away from the town. So I had to walk back to town. I got back to town. I saved my game to make sure I didn't die again. I got in a truck. I drove 5 feet. The enemies attacked me. My truck exploded. I died. I'm like, okay, I'm done. I'm not playing this game anymore. I hate it. Just because I was dicking around with Games of the Year, I was playing Just Cause 2. Still trying to inch my way to 75% for that achievement. 50 frickin' hours in that game. And then the two games I finished in 2011 so far, I finished, finally, the Transformers War for Cybertron. Great game.
Yeah.
And then I went back from a game from 2 years ago called Mini Ninjas.
Yes.
And I decided, you know what, I'm going to finish it. So I spent 3 hours... straight and just finish the game. That game is so cool. It's such a breath of fresh air from all the crap I've been playing lately. Just running around as a little ninja. And I love all the little stuff like, you know, riding the boat around in your hat. Oh, that's such a good game. Such a fun game. Such an easy game though. I did not die one time. Playing through the game.
I don't think I died once in Enslaved.
No, I don't think I did either. I think I died once in the Slave because there was a timed thing, and I didn't make it to the end of it before the time ran out.
Mm.
That game was cake. But Mini Ninjas was cake too, but it was a blast. Really fun game. So, yeah. Had a lot of fun with that. And then I played some iPad games. I played Time Crisis. That's not very good. What else did I play? I played Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3, which we already talked a little bit about. As far as future fondling goes, I don't know. I've been struggling to find games to play, and I've pretty much nailed every single game that I can think of that I actually want to play. The only things left on my agenda are I've been toying around with finishing the Saboteur. But as far as everything else goes, my big thing is I want Dead Space 2.
I do too.
That's the game.
That demo.
Yeah,
I forgot I played the single player demo.
I did too. Oh my god. That's a long demo too.
Yeah. And it ends on a cliffhanger.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Oh, I can't wait. That's my big game. That's my big game for January. So, I'm just going to try to find stuff to play until that comes out. Because I don't even know. Well, I know Ilo Milo comes out this week on XBLA. But I don't even know the XBLA release schedule for this month.
Well, so, you're getting Dead Space 2 for review, aren't you?
Yes, hopefully. I do know that DC Universe hits on the 11th. Which I have put, I think, about 6 or 7 hours into the beta, and I'm really, really liking it. Even though all of my awesome superhero names were taken.
Like what? Batman?
No, I didn't try to be Batman. But I was trying to make a freeze villain, you know, like a cold character, and like every name I came up with was already taken. Even Glacius was taken. I was pissed. I'm like, come on. And then I get into the world, and like every player I see has like a terrible name. I'm like,
what? Like what?
Well, you know, like you have people that's like Killer Man 517. I'm like, superheroes don't have numbers in their names?
Yeah, welcome to the world of superhero MMOs.
Oh my god. Yeah. But I didn't see any of the good names. Like, you know, I didn't see any of the names that I wanted that were taken. Like, I was going to put a radioactive symbol on my chest and give my character freeze powers. I was going to call him Nuclear Winter.
Sweet.
That's cool.
And somebody took it.
Nuclear Winter.
I was pissed. I was like, well, okay, I'm going to try Glacius. And somebody took Glacius. I was pissed. So I had to give my character like the worst superhero name ever because it was the only combination of cold words I could come up with that were not taken.
So what was it?
His name was Glacier Zero. Yeah, it's terrible.
It's not that bad.
Not too bad. I mean, you look at the whole names of superheroes, and it's actually pretty average, actually.
Could be worse. Could be, I don't know, Zatanna or any of the other terrible DC.
Oh,
here we go. Are we really going to start this?
Oh, I had to make the joke.
Are we going there, Namor?
No.
What's that? MODOK? Yeah. That's a fantastic character right there.
MODOK. Yeah. Shuma Graith.
Yeah.
Bringing him back for the third one.
I don't understand. Well, he's DLC.
Yeah.
So.
I usually go with Shockwave.
I don't know. I'm disappointed. I don't have anything to play. It's disheartening.
You got Sly Cooper collection, don't you?
Yeah, I know. I need to pop that in.
There you go. There's your one right there. That's 30 hours right there.
Yeah, I guess that'll be my next one. It's like it's hard for me to go back and play games I've already played, though. But I never did finish 3. So
there you go.
Maybe if I can go through 1 and 2, then I'll jump into 3. But that's it. Alright, so now that the fondling's finished up, I am going to attempt to do some news. So, we'll see what we got here. Apparently there's a demo coming for Catherine.
Awesome.
Which, that releases in February, doesn't it?
In Japan.
In Japan.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, never mind then. Half Minute Hero sequel is launching a Twitter campaign. Fans have 30 seconds to write captions for game screenshots.
Wow.
Here's one for Jason. The ESRB has rated some old PS1 titles for PSN, including Vagrant Story, Xenogears.
Xenogears.
Yeah.
Vagrant Story was fantastic.
Yeah. Ark the Lad 3, Legend of Mana, Ridge Racer 4, Threads of Fate.
Threads of Fate, holy crap.
Yeah, all those games
Ridge
have been...
Racer.
Ridge Racer 4, dude, I'll buy that. That game was pimp. I love that game. Square Enix has filed a trademark in Europe for a game called Final Fantasy Type Zero.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a slow week.
2 weeks.
Here we go. Konami has announced DLC for Castlevania HD and Castlevania Lords of Shadow.
Heck yeah.
The Castlevania HD includes 2 new chapters available in January. The Castlevania Lords of Shadow DLC is actually 2 separate ones. The first one will take place with one of the characters within the game. Don't want to spoil anything. And then the other one takes place after the ending. So, have you beat that yet, Gambus?
Not yet.
Yeah, yeah. Well, then you better beat it before the DLC comes out, because that DLC will spoil.
Yes.
Big time.
Or, you know, just don't buy the DLC.
Yeah. But if you see it on Xbox Live, or, you know, like on the advertisement thing, you'll be like, hey,
description
look.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what happens? A PlayStation phone is bound for North America and Europe in spring 2011. It's a PlayStation phone. It's based on the PSP Go. It uses the Android operating system.
Oh, that's the one that it requires its own type of games for?
Yeah, I guess so.
That's so stupid.
Pokemon Black and White is coming to North America in March.
I'm excited.
Gotta catch them all.
I'm curious about it.
According to Kaz Hirai, PSN is losing money. But it should turn a profit next year. D3 announces some new Earth Defense Force games for 2011.
Why?
Sweet.
Did you just say why?
Yeah.
You suck. I love Earth Defense Force.
My God, it was so monotonous.
It was, but it was so fun. It was so cheap.
And cheesy.
Yeah.
Like the part where you and the squad are fighting the aliens, the bugs, and they're like, let's kill these bugs and go out for lunch. And everybody's like, yeah! I love that part.
Bethesda is attempting to restrict use of Fallout assets in an amendment to the Interplay suit. The new Assassin's Creed Brotherhood map will unlock after 25 million kills have been accumulated.
That may take a while.
Yeah, it takes a while to kill somebody in that game. Harmonix, as we talked about, was released by MTV Games, Viacom, and it was just sold to itself. It claimed its independence, so it will be an independent developer. So there you go.
Gotcha.
Monster Hunter passes 3 million copies sold. Yay! Cool. Kaz Hirai is discussing possible PSP2 features. A combination of traditional buttons and a touchscreen. Imagine that.
On the back.
Yeah. I don't get that.
I don't either.
An Australian ratings board has listed Rayman 3D, which could be the next game in the series. Microsoft is going to make a big PC gaming push with Windows 8. So, there you go.
Windows 8 already?
Yeah. EA is going to distribute Portal 2, which was kind of obvious. according to EA, in-game ads business hasn't grown as fast as expected. According to Miyamoto, Zelda, the Skyward Sword, is half finished.
Sweet.
Which means it won't probably be out in early 2011 like they claimed it would be.
I don't think it'll be out in 2011.
Really? I'm guessing
holiday.
Holiday. Wow. More EA versus Activision in the Call of Duty lawsuits, whatever. Civilization V lead designer departs its company Firaxis. John Schaefer left it. You can now play a demo of StarCraft II. So, there you go. Kinect co-developer is looking to make the technology open source. That would be interesting. Release that to the public?
That'd be a disaster.
You get more porno games.
Exactly.
Mario Sports Mix is launching in February. Call of Duty Black Ops reaches $1 billion in sales.
God. That's crazy.
That's a lot of money. Special Gears of War 3 unlocks have been promised for Epic fans. So, players of recent Epic games can look forward to rewards when you boot it up. DC Universe, official release date January 11th, which is really soon. Man, this is just pathetic news. Apparently, EA is planning a movie based around the Madden curse.
What?
Yeah, I read that. Yeah. That's messed up.
Oh.
Is it going to be like the movie The Ring?
I don't know. Retro City Rampage is delayed. It's now coming to Xbox Live Arcade. Tomb Raider Trilogy Bundle's coming to PS3. Actually, I think it's already out. It's on PSN. And, this is pathetic. Dragon Quest VI Remake to hit the DS in February.
Hey, it's been a long time coming.
Speaking of coming, Microsoft commented on the Kinect sex game.
Jesus Christ.
You're welcome. I try to spice up the news a little bit. The first Strike Black Ops map pack is scheduled for February release. One new zombie map and four new competitive maps and $15 as always. I don't know why anybody's surprised. You sell 14 billion copies of it at $15. You should be happy it's not 20.
Or just a whole other game.
Yeah. Max Payne 3 is not going to make it out in 2011.
I kind of figured.
So, kind of early to be saying that, huh? Alright, that's it. There ain't crap going on in the news. It's all crap. Let's see here. We have one question. It comes from Toto Annihilation. He says, "Hey, remember me? About a year ago on Twitter, you guys said my name was awesome and I had a heart attack. Anyway, here we go." I hope he's okay.
Yeah, glad he survived.
Yeah, please don't have another heart attack.
Yeah, your name is awesome. Hey, Gambus Khan, Thank you for introducing me to Persona 3 Portable for the PSP. I put 40-plus hours into it, and it's awesome. Well, my favorite RPG just got a sequel, Golden Sun Dark Dawn. You have to buy this and review it since I can't afford anything till Christmas. P.S. Gamby, you're my favorite.
Aww.
That's not really a question as much as it is an ass-kissing. Anyway.
What's funny about Golden Sun Dark Dawn is that I bought that for my niece for Christmas, and I don't even own it myself.
Maybe you should get on that.
Yeah, it looks really good.
Question number two, he says, what do you guys think of Homefront? I'm hoping it gets good publicity and isn't hidden behind Call of Duty like Mag did, which I loved, by the way.
I think it has a very unique and interesting premise, but so did, what was it called? That the one where we got invaded
Freedom
in World
Fighters?
War II.
Turning Point.
Turning Point.
Yeah, Turning Point.
And Turning Point turned out to be a turning disaster.
Should have been called
That was awful.
Turning Point.
See what he did there?
But you see, Turning Point was made by the guys that made Legendary. You know, at least this is, you know, a different company.
You claimed you liked Legendary.
No, I didn't. I never claimed I like Legendary. I said I played through Turning Point and I somewhat enjoyed it. But it wasn't good. Just because I enjoy it doesn't mean it's good. Hello? Come on now. Okay, why is it that almost none of my friends have PS3s and hate them? I have all three next gens, unintentionally gloating, sorry.
Those are called fanboys.
The reason why they hate them is because they don't have them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
they're trying to justify a purchase of the Xbox 360.
Yeah, that's the way it works. If you don't have it, then you hate it. And that's why you hate it. Who else YouTubed the trailer for Sly 4? You get to see it on the Sly Cooper Collection, my favorite PS2 series, if you get all three platinum trophies for the game, which gives you a small 10-second teaser for Sly 4. I literally shat a brick. Dude, you should take a picture.
That.
You should
literally
take a picture of that. You should YouTube a video of that. That thing will get like a million hits.
Yep.
A lot of fiber in his diet.
Puzzle Quest.
But no, I have not seen the trailer for Sly 4 yet. I should probably YouTube that because I'm never going to get all three platinum trophies.
Yeah, that's impossible.
So. But no, I haven't seen it yet. Number five, whenever there is an awkward silence, I yell Puzzle Quest. And my friends all think I'm insane. Thank you.
There you go.
Yep. Gotta love it.
Oh.
I'm sure Scorched Angel is very happy that that can continue.
Oh, he is. He has his own meme. Have you guys ever heard of Explosum.net? They have the funniest comics ever.
Cyanide and Happiness, yes. It's very, very, very funny, but very, very dark.
He said next to the Arcade of Pennies, of course. I don't know this one. Number seven, OOTS, Order of the Stick. Anyone? See, when
I've
read
heard
when I read that, I just read oots, 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 oots.
Oots, 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 oots. I know what he's talking about.
What is he talking about?
It's a, I think it's a web comic that is a satire based on Dungeons and Dragons. It's a comic book, but it's all stick figures. And it's a lot of it is like in jokes. Like you kind of have to be familiar with the game, and it's like I think it's been going on for like 7-8 years or something like that.
Dude, even after your explanation I still have no fucking idea what you're talking about.
I checked it out a little bit. It looked pretty cool. I heard about it, as a matter of fact, probably about 3 weeks ago. As a matter of fact, I've been listening to a podcast called the Major Spoilers Podcast. It's all about comic books. It's like 80% of the show is about comic books, and then sometimes they'll talk about a movie or a TV show. It's one of the best podcasts I've ever listened to.
You know, that's the other thing I did on my vacation is I watched a shitload of movies.
Really?
Yeah.
Like which ones?
I finally watched Paranormal Activity.
Mm. Really?
Yeah.
What do you think?
That's a stupid fucking movie.
Oh my god, come on, it's not that bad.
Dude, it's Blair Witch 2.
No, it's not Blair Witch 2, it's Blair Witch 1.
Well, yeah, I know that there's a real Blair Witch 2. I meant it was the sequel to the crappy first one. Where it's just a fake movie, and like 90% of it is just stupid dialogue from the guy. You in my house? Come here, demon. I'm gonna kick your ass.
Jesus.
Fucking, oh my god. Ugh. That was not a good movie. Not a good movie.
What else did you see?
I watched the two movies that won all the awards at the Oscars. I watched The Hurt Locker.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that wasn't all that good.
Huh.
I finished watching, I'm kind of like, really? That's the award winner? And then my wife made me watch Precious. That movie was fucking terrible. I mean, I don't understand it. Do you just make a movie where the main character in the movie has the absolute worst things happen to them in life?
Yeah, it's supposed to be depressing. That's what makes it a good movie.
No, it doesn't. It's
depressing movies are the best.
No, they're not.
Movies is that's what wins all the awards.
You know what? They can take those awards and shove them up their ass.
Yeah. I mean, if you notice, it's been a trend for about the past 5-6 years.
I don't want to watch no depressing movie if I'm going to sit down for 2 hours and watch something. I don't want to be depressed.
I mean, yeah. Does anybody even know?
Be entertained.
Does anybody even know what happens in that movie? I mean, it's gross.
No, I have no idea. I've never watched it.
It's about this like really poor family, and the girl like gets raped by her father, and she has like a mentally handicapped child from her father. And she can't read. I mean, it's just constant, like, and then she gets raped by him again, and she's pregnant again. And her mother beats the shit out of her, and throws plates at her head. And I'm sitting there watching this, I'm like, why? Who sits in their house and thinks up stories like this, and they're like, oh, this is a good story.
I'm pretty sure it's actually based on a true story.
I thought it was just based on a novel. Because in the movie it says based on the novel.
I thought the novel was based on a true story, but well, maybe not.
I don't know. It didn't say based on a true story in the movie. Usually they blast that out there like, hey, oh, based on a true story. But I don't know. I just watch. If that happened to somebody, I feel for them. I do. But good lord, you think Bruce Willis had a bad day? My god. It just depressed the shit out of me. I'm like, I can't watch this. Anyway, I'm going back to the questions. Number 8, he says, oh, and fun fact here, on my USB I take everywhere, my emulator folder is named Shmemulators.
Nice.
So, nice, that's what I like to hear.
I mean, not nice. Emulators are bad.
Number 9, what do you want for Christmas? This question might be a little bit old.
Didn't want anything for Christmas, to be honest with you.
You didn't want anything?
No.
Hmm.
I pretty much have everything.
My wife and I pretty much told everybody to not get us stuff and get stuff for Jacob, so we got a whole boatload of stuff for him, which was nice.
Yeah, I'm going to need a toy box.
Yeah, we've got sort of this makeshift toy box right now, but it's kind of full.
Yeah, I got a makeshift one. I'm going to have to get a real one. That's all there is to it. Boy's got way too many toys. And the last question, if you had a choice of a kidney from any video game character for your kidney transplant, who would you choose and why?
Wow.
Dude, if I needed a kidney transplant, the last place I would go is to a video game.
I'm trying to think of who would be the most healthy person in video games. It wouldn't be Solid Snake.
Nah, you get his kidney, you might as well just pack it in.
Or I'll have Fox die in me.
Oh, I know whose kidney I would have. Vamps from Metal Gear Solid.
What, you think you're going to become immortal?
Because
maybe
the kidney would outlast me.
Hmm.
Yeah, talk about. It's got a multiple lifetime guarantee.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, all the nano machines that...
Oh, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
The nano machines.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, the question is about video game character kidneys, and you're questioning the legitimacy of nano machines?
Well, yeah. You know who's I'm going to take? I'm going to take the guy from Doom. That dude's got to be strong. He carries like 13 weapons with him at all time. He's healthy.
M. Bison. I'm going to take M. Bison's kidney.
I don't think he'd let you have it. Unless it was a Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday.
Oh. Awesome. Alright. I'm going to go to the Twitter.
We're a bunch of bored nerds.
And we are a bunch of bored nerds. You know what? This is terrible. Jay Morongo says, did we ask? I almost feel like we answered this. What do you guys think of Kratos or Marcus Fenix in Mortal Kombat? Does it change what system you buy the game for?
I think we read this, and it doesn't change it. And I think it's stupid.
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, I don't remember this. Have you guys ever received the dreaded fruitcake of doom?
No, I have not, thankfully.
Okay. That's from H-Dogger.
I had some very bad fruitcake before, but...
You've actually eaten fruitcake? I didn't think anybody actually ate that shit.
It's kind of like how every year I get this amnesia where somebody sets fruitcake in front of me, and I'm like, God, fruitcake, I wonder what that tastes like. And I taste it, I'm like, yeah, it tastes like it was last year, like shit.
Well, you know what that is? It's from eating the fruitcake in the prior year.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah, that's why you can't do that.
Cause I kind of like fruitcake.
It's kind of like that flashy thing that the guys from MIB have.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when you eat the fruitcake, you just... You don't even remember where you went.
Yeah, okay. And then next year, somebody says fruitcake in front of me again.
We got Follow Fridays and Merry Christmases from Shanghai 6, BQ410, and H-Dogger. And Shanghai 6 said that we need to follow John W. UK because he's a great guy podcasting with a group of great guys.
Hey, thank you.
He's shooting for 400 followers. Come on, John. Come on, John. Mega Man...
Just do what Gamus does.
Just follow everybody on Twitter.
Yep.
Because eventually they'll follow you back.
That's the way to do it.
And then ignore them. Mega Man 117 says, haven't listened to the N4G podcast for a few months. Have I missed anything?
No.
Now see, you're not a good salesman.
Yeah, you've missed a lot. You've missed us talking about video games.
You've missed the second coming. Because this show is it. He also said, what is your favorite new IP of 2010? That's a good question.
Yeah. Man.
That is a good question.
Red Dead.
Yeah, well, that's not a new IP.
Oh, I guess it, no, it's not. No, it's a sequel. Shit. Damn.
I'll say Enslaved, even though we'll never see another game.
Shit. Either Darksiders or Bayonetta, yeah.
Yeah, Darksiders was great.
Oh.
It's a game I need to finish.
Damn, those were great games. Both made my top 10 list. Gambas?
Crap.
I don't think crap was a game. Dude, are you fucking paying attention? He said, what is your favorite new IP of 2010?
Okay.
Puzzle Quest. Motherfucker answered a question. All three of us answered. You had plenty of time, and you were busy ignoring.
I'm sorry. My girl texted me.
Oh, for God's sakes. You haven't learned how to multitask yet?
Super Mario.
Super Mario in the house.
Game dev story.
There you go. All right. Sam in Seattle says that DML Fury and ZTGD, you two D-bags, need to free a spot on your friends list. Please.
Okay, give me a minute.
Let me flip through my Rolodex. And R. Wombold says, to everyone that listens to the N4G podcast, thanks so much for indulging our silly little show for another year. You guys are awesome.
You guys are awesome.
Indeed. Sam in Seattle says, hey, Drew, can you make a spot for me on your friends list?
Give me a minute.
You better do it, son. He's going to tweet again.
Let him tweet.
Okay, I'm going to try to pronounce this dude's name. Stan Incred in Ho. I know I think I butchered that. He says, what's up, N4G? Haven't listened in a while. Been away at Army Basic Training.
Oh.
But what games are you looking forward to in 2011? Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat. Mass Effect 3.
Yeah.
Dragon Age 2.
Uncharted 3.
Yeah.
Dead Space 2.
Marvel vs. Capcom 3 and Mass Effect 3.
Yeah.
Trying to think if there's anything else.
Did I say Mortal Kombat?
Yeah, you said Mortal Kombat. Yeah, that's the first thing you said.
I didn't say it enough.
Catherine. I am actually looking forward to Catherine.
Me too.
Madden 12.
Wow, way to be generic.
Shut up. I know Wombat's looking forward to the show, so come on.
Yep. See? I am very, very much looking forward to the show. I think it's going to be awesome this year.
Altus One says, oh my God, I haven't heard your podcast since last year.
Oh,
wow.
LOL. You guys need to host a Hot Pursuit multiplayer match sometime this year. Okay, well, we have 363 days left to get it in. We'll rock it.
I won't. Unless you guys got on the PS3.
No, nobody has any games on the PS3.
Really?
Well, I ain't got no games.
I beg to differ. You want to go look at my list?
John WUK says, I hope you guys are behaving yourselves without me.
Oh, yeah.
No.
It's not as fun, though.
No, it's not. He says, Happy New Year, fellas, and thanks a bunch, ZT, for making me review Tron.
Merry Christmas.
You're welcome. Jerkstore81 says, I'm not sure why everyone is getting excited over Uncharted 3. In my opinion, it doesn't look much different from Uncharted 2. Does anyone agree?
Well, considering Uncharted 2 was fantastic, even if it doesn't look much different than Uncharted 2, that doesn't really make me not care.
I might agree that it doesn't look much different, but damn if those games aren't awesome. I thought about playing through Uncharted 2 again the other day. It's such a good game.
It was such a good game.
Oh, man. That and the new Tomb Raider, and I'm set for my adventure games for the year. Whew. Killer Wolverine wants to know why that Killer Wolverine is such a douche.
I don't know. Why is he not on the show?
Yeah, I know. What a douche.
What a douche.
To get to have that stick surgically removed from his ass.
Jay Marungo wants to know what he should do first. Finish the Alan Wake DLC, ME2 DLC, or start Dragon Age Ultimate Edition.
Dragon Age.
No, no,
he needs to finish games first.
Yeah, you gotta finish the DLC. That'll be short. Once you get into Dragon Age, it's over.
I'm just not a DLC guy.
Oh, man, you missed some great stuff with Mass Effect 2.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh,
and Dragon Age.
The Shadow Broker was incredible. That was really good DLC. The Alan Wake DLC, I haven't even finished. I have the first one because it came free with my copy. But
that stuff is difficult as shit, dude.
What, the DLC?
Alan Wake, the DLC for Alan Wake is difficult. Like, it will piss you off how hard it is.
Damn it, that's not going to help me play it.
I hate to say it, but it's the truth.
Ah, oh, damn it. He says, here's to another awesome year. Fixer says, Happy New Year, guys. Good to have the podcast back. And Drew, I hope you're feeling better.
Oh, I appreciate it. I am actually feeling quite better.
Yeah, we got that Motaba cure for you. Motaba.
What the heck are you talking about?
Did you ever see Outbreak?
Oh, yeah.
Motaba. I watched that.
We have to shoot the little monkey.
Yeah.
And get its blood.
Lax84 says, have you guys checked out Dungeon Defenders for iOS and Android? Pretty damn good game for a phone.
Is that game is coming on Steam pretty soon?
Gamba seems to know what it is.
It's kind of a, it's a little bit of a tower defense game. You fight, but it's like, it's like fantasy tower defense. The graphics are really nice. Kind of have a,
It's like it's almost like Torchlight.
Yes, it kind of has an art style similar to Torchlight.
Yeah, I'm going to get it on Steam when it comes out.
Oh my god, Steam. You see those packages they had?
Dude, I've been buying... Do you realize I purchased like 15 games over the past 2 weeks?
Why didn't you just buy Steam? The packages?
Because I didn't want all those.
Man, there's a lot of games in those. Like the Square Enix pack, I was almost ready to buy that. They had like Just Cause 2 and... Batman and just Kane and Lynch 2 and so much crap in there. And I really want Just Cause 2 on the PC so I can mod the hell out of it and just do crazy stuff. It just seems like it would be fun.
Does
you have a PC that can run it?
Yeah, I got a PC that can run it.
Really? And then you give me all these like freaking PC games to review that I can't run on my PC.
Well, it's not my fault. I don't want to review them.
Oh, you don't want to review Darksiders on a PC?
I might have at one time, but I have a 64-bit machine, too, so I couldn't run it.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense, then. Actually, that doesn't make any sense, because everything's 64-bit nowadays.
Yeah, I know. And the last tweet that I have is from Silfo. It says, just wishing a happy new year to the only podcast I deem entertaining enough to listen to. Have a great year, everyone.
Well, thank
you. High praise.
It is.
There you go.
We are entertaining.
Thank you.
At least one person thinks so.
Yes. That's all I have. I have no news. I have no...
It's a slow week, but everybody get excited because next week we're doing our Games of the Year.
Game of the Year.
Awesome.
Game of the Year or Games of the Year?
Games...
I got a top 10, plus some honorable mentions.
I got some top 10. We'll do some honorable mentions. And I think an interesting thing that we should do is everybody should get together a list of their most disappointing games of 2010.
I don't know if I can do 10 of those.
You don't have to do 10.
I don't know that I have any.
You weren't disappointed in anything?
I didn't play enough.
I was disappointed in Alpha Protocol.
I mean, I have so little time to play games anymore that... I don't play stuff if I think I'll be disappointed in it.
Did you play Crackdown 2?
No.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Just like I didn't play Force Unleashed 2 either.
Oh, yeah, that's on my list.
Oh, it's going to be fun. Let's not ruin it.
Okay, I'm not going to ruin it. I am going to do that contest this week. I know I promised a contest before Christmas, but I never got a chance to put it up. But we'll be giving away 10 lifetime subscriptions to game wallpapers, which is just awesome. Gives you some free wallpapers. And we have shout-outs. I know Gambus... Or are you still texting? I'm sorry.
No, I'm I'm good.
Okay, well then you can do your shout-outs.
Okay. I'll give a shout-out to Johnny Millennium and the cast of All Gen Gamers. I give a shout-out to, let's see here, Front Towards Gamer podcast, hosted by Shanghai Six. I'm going to give a shout-out to the Major Spoilers podcast. I'm going to give a shout-out to the Red Sun Gamer podcast. And the Pink and Deadly podcast. And that'll be it.
All right. Does anybody else have anything?
No new reviews for iTunes. We need them, guys. Come on. Give me some bad ones.
And we need some we need some questions in the question thread.
Yeah.
And as always, if you want to tweet us during the show, you can follow us at N4G Podcast. And you can follow us individually at GambusCon, even though he won't reply to you or talk at all. At DML Fury, at R. Wombold, and at ZTGD. And I think that's it. I don't have anything.
Happy New Year.
That's it.
Yes, Happy New Year, everybody. Let's make 2011 our best year ever. One other thing I forgot. This year will mark our 200th episode.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, this is episode 181.
Wow.
So
yeah,
it's only 19 weeks away.
Only 19 weeks?
If you can stomach 19 more episodes,
you'll get to what is sure to be a disappointing 200th.
Oh, come on. Our 100th episode was epic.
Well, the 100th episode that we couldn't broadcast was epic.
Oh, I still wish I had a copy of that somewhere. I would only listen to it personally. I would not
yeah,
share
it's
that.
Yeah, probably good that there's not an episode that episode floating around.
Yeah.
We would all probably have been arrested.
See, now you're building it up. Oh man,
we wouldn't have anybody listening to the show anymore.
No, everybody. We will have to have everybody on for the 200th.
Yeah, I talked to Boogeyman the other day, and he said that he'd like to pop on one day.
Oh yeah, that's another thing. We're gonna have a new song.
Yeah, Boogeyman's hard at work on a new theme song for us. Yeah.
Sweet,
a new song for 2011.
Very nice.
So, lots of stuff going on in 2011. I know that at least me and possibly Drew will be meeting up with a lot of people at PAX.
Maybe.
So we'll see. We'll see how
PAX
that goes.
East.
Yes, PAX East. So we'll be meeting up with you guys there. You know, it's obviously can't do a show from PAX if it's just me. I don't think anybody would listen.
Not listen.
Well, I appreciate that.
Give me something to listen to at work.
You wouldn't listen. He wouldn't listen. He's just sucking up.
No. I listen to the show. I mean, I skip all you guys' parts, and whenever I'm talking, I like to hear myself talk.
That doesn't surprise me.
Well, then the show's is not nearly as long, because if you don't listen to Jason Dog, then, you know.
Yeah. So are you one of those guys, Drew? Do you listen to our podcast back?
Oh yeah, I do. What does that mean with those guys?
I can't do that. I can't listen to our show. It's just I was there.
I have 8 hours to kill to though. Never know. There might be something I might have missed. You know, it was in the background or something.
Yes,
but I heard Gambus texting in the background or. opening a game case when he talks about the game. Although he can't do that with iPhone games.
Yeah, no doubt. I can't listen to the show again after. Like, I can listen to it if I wasn't on it, but if I was on it, I can't listen to it because it's like, yeah, I remember hearing all this when I was on the show.
I don't know. I have 8 hours to kill. Why not?
I'm not hating on you for it.
This year will also mark our 5th year.
Yeah, wow.
So, 5 years of doing this.
Kind of crazy.
On August 20th, that will be our 5-year anniversary.
Indeed.
God, we've been doing this show longer than we've been married.
Yep.
And we're about to nail another one down. Ain't that right, Gambus?
Yep, that's right.
Three marriages in the span of this show.
It's pretty impressive. And two children.
Two babies. God, this show is like, it's like an old friend.
Yep.
But that's
the one
it.
You don't really want to hang out with.
Yeah, the one you kind of like, oh, not this motherfucker.
They call and you're like, oh, God, I just don't have time for you right now.
I don't want to talk to you.
What can I tell him I'm doing so I don't have to talk?
I wish I could screen my iTunes.
So glad everybody else has friends like that, because I thought it was just me being an asshole.
Oh, no, everybody's got
at least one of those
and
friends.
And if you don't have friends like that, you're that friend.
Yeah, you're that friend.
Yeah.
Anyway, but that's it. Good start to 2011. We got 365 more days to go. We're rocking.
Not quite that many.
Okay.
That's 363.
363, okay. And probably at least 40 or 50 more episodes.
At least. We don't get shut down.
Yeah. Anyway, that's it. So, Mr. Khan, if you would be so kind as to end our very first show of 2011.
Epic fail. Welcome to the N4G Podcast. Oh, you can!
It's me, Mario!
Zero Dollar.
This is going to be a very interesting episode. Greetings, programs. I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon. 8.0.
Killed the dragon.